Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Write down our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I saw this great news in the Wall Street Journal today. Joe Biden, you know, he's pulling out all the stops to get, what, another $60 billion for Ukraine. Now, Ukraine and now Israel have one thing in common. Joe is not allowing them and is fighting against them using strategies to actually win the war. Now, I just have a rule. We'll call it the Hannity Doctrine. If you are going to engage or help others engaging in a war, you must have as its ultimate goal victory. Victory at all costs. Blood, toil, tears, and sweat. What is our aim? Say it in one word against this monster, this tyranny. Victory. Victory at all costs. That's what the answer needs to be. What did we see with the 80-some-odd billion that this country has given to Ukraine in their effort? And by the way, my heart goes out to the Ukrainian people. Don't think that anybody here is under any delusion about who Vladimir Putin is. Or trust Vladimir Putin. He is a murdering dictator thug. And a lot of this is happening because he saw weakness on the world stage when Joe Biden became president. I believe all of that. And he's abdicated, Joe Biden has, America's role on the world stage as being the leader of the free world. And as a consequence of projecting such weakness and being so weak, this is the type of thing that you can expect. That's why China's been acting the way they've been acting. That's why the Iranian mullahs are acting the way they've been acting. That's why I believe a lot of bad things have been happening around the world. Anyway, so Joe's pulling out all the stops to get Congress to approve a $60 billion in new funding for the Ukraine war while actually blocking the shipment of small arms to Israel. Now, as part of this all-encompassing bill, they were going to give another $60 billion to Ukraine on top of the $80 billion that they've already given Ukraine. They were going to only give $14 billion to Israel. And meanwhile, they are in a fight. Then they wanted to give money to Taiwan based on the hostile maneuverings of China and clearly their geopolitical ambitions on display for the whole world to see. But we find out now, as he wants to get the $60 billion for Ukraine approved on top of the $80 billion that you've already paid, now the administration is holding back a shipment of more than 27,000 U.S.-made rifles that were intended for Israel's national police over concerns that they can end up being transferred to extremist Israeli settlers in the West Bank. So, Joe, you know, I mean, there are conditions with everything. So Joe gives money to Zelensky, gives money to Ukraine, but vetoes Poland's ability when they offered 28 MiGs so that they can also combat Russia in an air war as well at the beginning of the conflict. And then, of course, he's telling Ukraine what weapons they can't use. Now he's lecturing Israel on how they're supposed to fight the war and that they've got to minimize civilian casualties and collateral damage, which everybody would want. But I can't think of a country that has done more to warn the people in Gaza to get out or else they will die. They were leaflets were dropped repeatedly. Cell phones were pinged repeatedly. The message went out. They actually gave them the safe zones that they could go to where they would not be at risk of getting hit. And yet still, if there are any innocent people in Gaza, that is only because the terrorist group Hamas, the same people that took all the aid money and built a network of hundreds and hundreds of miles of underground tunnels, the same people that built their headquarters underneath hospital, the big one of their biggest hospitals, the same people that like to fire rockets from schools and hospitals and use the Palestinian people as human shields. They're the ones that are responsible for any of the deaths that take place. Israel does have the right to defend itself. They do have a right to self-defense. They were the victim of the worst terror attack in their country's history. And as a result, you know, now they're getting lectured by Joe Biden on how they ought to fight the war. And I don't even think that Joe Biden has a clue what that today is Thursday, for crying out loud.
The political coverage. Look. Some of the political players and some of the. Let me ask a rhetorical question. No, anyways.
I want to talk to people today. If you want to call in and you want to vote for that guy, I really need to pick your brain, because there's something wrong with your brain if you don't think this guy is cognitively compromised. Call us. We'll put a special lineup just, you know, for this first hour. If people think that Joe Biden is cognitively healthy, give us a call. Now, you got to leave the lines open. Otherwise, we'll clean the lines right now. If you believe that Joe is completely with it and not cognitively compromised and not having a significant decline, call us. It's 800-941-SEAN. If you can't figure out what the Sean part is, it's 800-941-7326. Not that hard to figure out. Even Linda's surprised, because I never give out that part of the number. Amazing. I know what the number of the show is after, you know, all these, you know, years in radio. Amazing feat on my part. But anyway, so that's what they've decided to do. Back to where we were yesterday, and that is the impeachment inquiry. President Biden calling it the impeachment inquiry vote by every Republican in the House, which to me was the right thing to do by a long shot, a baseless political stunt. This is not a political stunt. And, you know, I'm not going to go over chapter and verse everything that I've been telling you that we have in terms of Joe Biden's lies and Joe Biden's involvement. I think some of it is worth going over again. I think the evolution of a false narrative is something that should concern everybody. Now, remember, if this was Donald Trump, things would be handled very, very differently. You know, because what and I had on last night on TV, I had Jim Jordan, I had James Comer, and I had Jason Smith on. And all three had the important committees that are looking into the Biden family syndicate. And what you have is Hunter Biden trying to portray himself yesterday as a victim. You know, but this is the Joe Biden. And I played the montage yesterday. You know, Hunter carefully claiming that his dad was not financially involved. Remember, in his alleged foreign influence peddling, a change in what was previous denials. Now, words mean things. And when Joe Biden said as a candidate and many times as president and even recently that he never once discussed with his son or his brother or anyone else for that matter anything having to do with their foreign businesses, he He said that over and over and over again. That's very different than from what Hunter was saying yesterday, that he wasn't financially involved. Now, why does the story keep changing? You know, how did it evolve into Joe Biden saying that he wasn't given tens of millions of dollars from foreign entities? That was totally discredited. Well, it turns out that he was given tens of millions of dollars from foreign countries. So the story has to change. The president was never in business with his son. That was another excuse. That was another evolution of a lie. My father was not financially involved in my business is the latest one. And all of this is the direct result of what it is that the committees, the House Ways and Means Committee with Jason Smith, the House Oversight Committee with James Comer, the House Judiciary Committee with Jim Jordan. It's only because of the evidence that they have been accumulating, the interviews that they have been doing, that the big lie keeps getting exposed over and over and over and over again. There was a New York Post editorial today, makes this very point. Hunter Biden moved the goalpost once again on his central question of his father's role in this global influence peddling business. You know, from the very first time that I heard Joe Biden and I saw that tape of Joe Biden and he's bragging, he was speaking before the Council on Foreign Relations and he said, you know, I was at Ukraine and you know, I told him, you're not getting $1 billion. You're not getting it. I got the tape standing by. This is what he said.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to. We're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
So, he's bragging that he leveraged $1 billion. What he's not telling you there, which we've been able to discover since that tape emerged a long time ago, but I always said in the beginning, I said, boy, doesn't it seem odd and strange that a vice president would leverage $1 billion in Ukraine to get a Ukrainian prosecutor fired? Isn't it strange that the prosecutor was investigating the very company that his son sat on the board of? Isn't it strange? And as we get more information, that this Ukrainian oil giant is hiring at the time an admitted drug addict and alcoholic that has no experience by his own admission in energy, oil, gas, coal, or Ukraine itself. Isn't it odd that all of that just happened? Does anyone really believe that in any way is just a coincidence? Because I keep hearing these idiots on TV. I mean, the people in television news in particular, you have some of the dumbest idiots on the air. And I don't watch them very often because I can't really take very much of it. I mean, I'd rather watch a Bugs Bunny cartoon. I'll learn a lot more than I would from any of these other TV shows. But they're so rabidly political and dishonest because they all call themselves journalists. They're not journalists. They're talk show hosts, and they'll do everything and anything to defend the Bidens. I mean, that's the bottom line. And anyway, so why would a vice president leverage $1 billion? Well, his son sat on the board, and his son was also being investigated. And what they're not telling you is in October of 2015, the year that Joe leveraged that $1 billion, in October, it became official Obama administration policy. After an interagency debate, if you will, and investigation, that in fact Ukraine had made enough progress on the issue of corruption that they would go ahead with $1 billion in loan guarantees. Okay, that's October of 2015. Fast forward to December of 2015, 5 days before Joe Biden goes to Ukraine to give them $1 billion in loan guarantees, among other business that he might have had there, he gets a call from his son Hunter. And Hunter is in Dubai. Hunter is with two Burisma executives. Those executives are panicked They need D.C. help desperately. And they get on the phone with Joe Biden, the same Joe Biden that said he never discussed the foreign business deals of his son. And then he leveraged the $1 billion. Son of a B, the guy gets fired. And as a result of Joe's actions, official actions as vice president, Hunter Biden continues to get paid for a job in which he has no experience. What is so hard about putting that together? Are you telling me that if the name was Donald Trump vice president or Donald Trump president, and that the name was not Hunter Biden, but it was Don Jr. or Eric Trump or Ivanka Trump or Tiffany Trump or Barron Trump, that there wouldn't be a different media reaction to all this? We all know the truth of this. This is not complicated. But the media wants, there's no evidence. There's no proof. There's no evidence. Anytime you hear any commentator or read anything like that, just know the person either saying it or writing it is a complete idiot because they don't know what they're talking about. Because to anybody with an ounce of common sense, you know what's going on here. 800-941-SHAWN, a toll-free number.
Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. For the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign-up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner, increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Apparently there's this little twerp that works, I guess, in the White House counsel's office. Why would the White House counsel's office be after Sean Hannity? And commenting, apparently, is obsessed with the fact that I'm covering the Hunter Biden story. Covering the Joe Biden bribery and money laundering scandal allegations. Why would he be obsessed with that? I mean, we'll get to that. Remember Joe Biden said the people that defy the January 6th committee subpoena should be held criminally accountable?
What's your message to people who defy congressional subpoenas on the January 6th committee?
I hope that the committee goes after them and holds them accountable.
Should they be prosecuted by the Justice Department?
I do, yes.
They should be prosecuted. Hear that, Hunter? All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN. So it's kind of interesting to me. I don't know this little twerp who works in the White House counsel's office. Now, what's the White House counsel's office? That's the president's attorneys. That is where the president gets legal advice. And they got this spokesperson person, this guy by the name of Ian Sams. Apparently he's on TV. Now, I did have my television show reach out to him. And so far, we have not heard back from him. I'm not sure why, because he is the spokesperson for the White House counsel's office. Does it make you a little bit suspicious that why would the White House counsel office spokesperson or the White House counsel's office or Joe Biden's lawyers be so interested in Sean Hannity and letting their little propagandist, spokesperson, twerp person tweet out they can't answer talking about our guests on last night. That would be Jim Jordan and James Comer and Jason Smith. They can't answer because there isn't an answer. It is an impeachment about nothing. Really? It's an impeachment about nothing. They aren't pursuing anything real. They're just using it as a political stunt to go places like Hannity to relentlessly attack a good and honorable man with lies. I think they're talking about, are they talking about Hunter or are they talking about Joe? Because both of them were not exactly honorable, in my humble opinion. I'm allowed to still have opinions in this country, right? Okay. Anyway, but we know that he says, Mr. Sam's the good and honorable man that wouldn't acknowledge their own daughter and granddaughter. Is that the same Biden family? Linda, correct me if I'm wrong. Did Hunter deny the paternity of his own, what now, 5-year-old daughter for a long time? And didn't he recently go to court? And this is a guy that in this latest round of criminal charges that have been brought against him, that was living this extravagant lifestyle and spending a fortune on, you know, things like hookers, expensive homes, drugs and the like, but wanted his child payments reduced significantly. I believe that's the same guy, right, Linda?
Last time I checked, he is just a starving artist.
And
he's struggling.
And, well, paint by numbers, portraits of a crack addict. Now, is this the same person? I'm just wondering, is this the same father or grandfather in this case that wouldn't acknowledge his own granddaughter? And last Christmas, if I recall, they had stockings for every grandchild except for the grandchild down in Arkansas. That's the same family. And only because Hunter gave Joe permission does he now even acknowledge that he has this granddaughter.
But let's be clear. This is a man who's handled by the Easter Bunny.
Exactly. Man, exactly.
Just putting it out there.
You know, you can put it all out there. So I'm trying to understand. We have this new report out of Politico claiming Biden is frustrated and anxious about his son's legal woes. I think he ought to be worried about his own legal woes. And lashing out, apparently, according to Politico, to White House aides, blasting the Attorney General Merrick Garland, who's been doing nothing but protecting him. I'm not sure why he's blasting Merrick Garland and allowing his son to be charged with a crime, because there's a dual system of justice. This is what the Bidens are used to. Remember, if David Weiss was not going to charge, according to reports, Hunter at all, then, of course, we had whistleblowers come out, and that killed that plan. And then plan B was the sweetheart deal, and that got killed by the Delaware judge that asked the prosecution if they've ever seen a case like this before in their career. And the answer was no, because they had buried deep within the gun provision agreement, plea agreement, the part about not getting any jail time and stuff like that. Anyway, there's also deep panic about the president's looming impeachment inquiry. They can say all they want that this doesn't bother them. Trust me, they are in full combat mode, as evidenced last night by this little twerp spokesperson for the White House counsel's office talking about me and my guests and my show and the people that have accumulated so much information that they got the impeachment inquiry that, frankly, they needed because the White House wouldn't cooperate. Anyway, so in a rant purportedly written by Joe Biden, the president's accusing Republicans of attacking me with lies instead of doing their job on the urgent work that needs to be done. They're choosing to waste time on this baseless political stunt. It's not baseless. Apparently, House Republicans struck a nerve. And so this twerp, Ian Sams, was extremely busy on X last night, formerly known as Twitter. And he pointed out that House Republican leaders aren't pursuing anything real. They're just using it as a political stunt to go to places like Hannity to relentlessly attack a good, honorable man with lies. Mr. Sams, I would like to invite you on this radio program. I'd like to give you 3 hours.
Well, that's some Merry Christmas to the audience.
Well, if he wants to defend the president, I've got a lot of questions for him. I'd like Mr. Sams to come on.
So this is your last
question.
Day, and you leave us with Ian Sams? What's the matter with you?
Well, I'm not saying he's going to host
the show.
Is this
like Coal for America?
Well, when I get back from vacation, it's my long. I get one long vacation a year. You're the one that constantly complains and moans and groans that I don't take any vacation.
Oh yeah, I'm complaining all the time.
Oh, you yelled at me the other day when I was supposed to be off, and I called in. It was the day after Hunter was arrested.
What do you call it, yelling?
How would you describe?
Gentle abrasion.
Okay. So, you know, very few people seem to believe that Joe is a good and honorable person, number one, and his disgraceful conduct surrounding the Biden brand. And I've got a lot of questions to ask this guy. I've got a ton of questions. I've got a lot of questions about what the whistleblowers had to say. I got a lot of questions about, you know, why Hunter made all of this money without any experience. I'd like to understand why, as a vice president, Joe Biden went along, went and leveraged $1 billion taxpayer dollars that resulted in his son continuing to get paid for a job he had no experience in. I want to know why Joe Biden lied to the nation that he said he never once spoke to his son or brother or anybody for that matter about the foreign business dealings. You know, I would like to know about Joe's lies about his past employment, his grades in law school, his trips on Amtrak, his own son's death that he lied about, his other son, his actions after 9/11 that he lied about, his role in the civil rights movement that he didn't tell the truth about, his house getting destroyed by fire that never happened. It was a small fire, tiny fire. His non-existent arrest in South Africa that he lied about. The number of grandchildren in his family. I got a lot of questions for Biden, the big guy. You know, so I would like to invite Mr. Sams and offer him an opportunity to come on the program and answer questions about all of this. Now, I asked earlier if any liberals wanted to call in and tell me the great success of Joe Biden. We got a couple. Can't believe we found him, but we did. We even found one in the free state of Florida. Dennis, how are you, Dennis? Glad you called, sir.
John, I'll do my best not to be a twerp, and I'm far from a liberal. I'll get right to it. There is no hard, concrete, or at this point, provable evidence against Joe. And let me finish. It is all circumstantial and inferential. And there is no hard proof.
How do you describe what they have found? Direct payments. Hunter Biden implicates his own father, backed up by bank statements that it was found by the committee, and payments to Joe Biden. And Hunter saying he gave half his income to Pops. Emails between Eric Sherwin and Hunter. There are emails now we learned last week between Sherwin and Joe Biden himself about paying for Joe's home repairs. That's money that came in from the Biden family enterprise. Would that not be him benefiting financially?
Sean.
I asked you a question. Would that be him benefiting financially? But which, by the way, doesn't even require the bribery statute does not even require that. If he takes official actions as vice president and anybody in his family benefits financially, that fits the statute. You know that.
Of course, yes.
Okay, so when he fired the prosecutor and Hunter continued to get paid a lot of money, millions of dollars for a job he admits he had no experience in, you don't find that as evidence?
Sean, no, this is not about Hunter Biden. This is about Joe Biden.
But Joe Biden took the action to fire the prosecutor investigating the company paying his son, and after that prosecutor was fired, his son continued to be enriched.
Then, as Levin said last night,
I am asking you, when Joe Biden fired the prosecutor against Obama administration policy and his son gets enriched for a job he admits he has no experience for, what do you call it?
What do you mean? What do I call it?
That's called evidence. I call the shell corporations evidence. I'd like to know, why can't the Biden family produce what services they rendered for the tens of millions of dollars? Do you not find that odd?
Of course I find it odd, but that's Hunter, not Joe.
No, Joe took the actions in the case of Burisma. Does it concern you that Hunter is saying, I'm sitting here next to my father and you didn't fulfill your obligation, and between everybody he knows and my ability to hold a grudge, you're going to regret it? And within a number of days, $5 million from a Chinese oil conglomerate ends up in one of their company accounts. Now, do you think somebody with no experience like Hunter and Joe sitting next to him, according to his own son, do you think that sounds, does that implicate his own father?
No. And
can that be introduced at evidence at a trial, sir?
Sean,
can that be introduced at evidence at a trial? Yes or no?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Okay. Can it be introduced at evidence at a trial when his son implicates his own father and says he gives half his income to Pops, and he has emails back and forth with the financial head of the company saying, which account should we pay for Pops' home repairs on? Does that mean he benefited as well?
It means he benefited, Sean. Let me finish, please. I listen to you every night. I listen to Mark Levin's segment, which is always dynamic. What was his first two articles? It was about the border. It wasn't about this bribery stuff. There is no hard evidence. Otherwise, Comer, Smith, and Jordan would have come up with it. Not to say they won't find it later on during their investigation when they get that piece of excrement.
I just disagree with you. I think there's plenty of evidence. And I just named some of it for you. You just won't acknowledge it. And not acknowledging it doesn't make it go away. I think that's evidence. I would say that is an overwhelming abundance of evidence. But I appreciate the call. Steve in Connecticut, another liberal. What's up, Steve the liberal? How are you?
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me on the show. I've been listening to your show since I was 11 years old.
Oh, wow. Thank you for listening. And you're a liberal. What happened? What did I do wrong?
Only liberal on the national level. It goes by every election, as you know. Like, you know about the candidates in the election, you vote accordingly. But as for the national election, last time I voted for Joe Biden. And your question was, you know, is he cognitively fit? You know, are we seeing results? And I think as far as the infrastructure deal goes and the CHIPS Act, those are, you know, paying real dividends and will for a while for our generation, and it had to be done. And I think that those two particular victories, among others, have given him a mandate to be able to run in 2024.
Do you think he is cognitively fit?
I do. You know, maybe he's not able to cut it up in conversation, and the man has had.
I want to play. No, not that one. The Joe Biden type.
The political coverage. Look. Some of the political players and some of the. Let me ask a rhetorical question. No, anyways.
Now, I could play tapes from almost every day. The guy's mumbling, bumbling, stumbling, doesn't seem to know where he is, doesn't know whether to exit stage left or stage right. You're going to tell this audience you think he is cognitively fit to be president. That's your official liberal position.
With the background music especially, so I don't know exactly.
Okay, but you watch the president every day. Are you not seeing a significant cognitive decline, or do you think he's cognitively fit to be president? Do you really believe that?
I do, Sean. And honestly, it's not about him having a gap in a speech. It's about what legislative results come out of his administration. And they have been victories for my young generation.
I was asking a very specific. You call it victories for your. But let me tell you something. When they passed Social Security and Medicare, they didn't think that money was supposed to be kept in a lockbox. It's headed towards insolvency. What happened to the promise of Joe Biden and Obama on Obamacare? Didn't they say keep your doctor, keep your plan, and save on an average a family $2,500 a year? Did they say that?
Honestly, I have private insurance through my.
I didn't ask you. Did they make that promise? Did they make the promise? Yes or no? It's a yes or no question.
Yeah, he did say that.
And did it turn out to be a false promise?
I'm not sure because I don't have that provider. So.
Okay, well, it's not a matter of a provider. I can tell you that millions lost their doctors and plans, and the average person is paying 200% plus more. So those are the facts. This is scary. This is why we need every conservative to vote. Anyone with a brain needs to vote. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, John Solomon with some breaking news. When we come back later on, Riley Gaines will join us, and we'll get to your calls. 800-941-SEAN as we continue. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China.
Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.